Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. I'm your stalwart Pokemon ranker extraordinaire, Alan Ibrahim. Hello, and I'm joined as always by my wonderful co-host, Six Detmar.
I'm an Ultra Beast freak!
You're a mind freak, but only for Ultra Beasts.
Yeah, you're exactly. I take this coin, and I close my hand, and then I open it, and there's fucking Nihilego in there, and you're like, what?
That's gross. Ultroid. Nah, it's the Pokemon ranking podcast that will not quit. The comedy podcast that will not be funny. The Pokemon podcast that will not take Pokemon seriously.
And we won't catch them all.
And we will not catch them all and do our best, and that's basically it. I hope everyone's doing well, and as you know, if you've been following along, we have neared the end of the Alola Pokedex, and we thought we would kind of change our focus, twist our lens a little bit, with which we rank the Pokemon this week. Some might argue that the Pokemon we're talking about here are not, in fact, Pokemon at all.
That's stupid. They're stupid. You can That's argue stupid that, and like, wrong. People do argue that. I'm not calling you stupid, but if you say that, you're a dumbo.
You're a big... They are numbered. They are typed. They have movesets. They are capturable. They are Ultra Beasts.
They are in the Pokédex. That sort of settles it.
Yeah, right? Like, come on. If you don't, then what fills that number of Dex things? They're a group of extra-dimensional Pokémon originating from Ultra Space, and they possess power that transcends humans' understanding of the world. Their existence is the center of the plot in Pokémon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, as the bad guys try to use wormholes to get all of these guys. And there's a bunch of them, and we're going to talk about them and decide which ones suck and which ones whip. Those are the only two options. The first one on our list is number 793, the parasite Pokemon Nihilego.
Or UB01 Symbiont.
Or Uturoid.
Is that
which
like.
Is kind of a cool name.
Is that like. Utaloid? Like a Vocaloid, like a song.
No, do you want to know what it actually is?
I do.
Well, at least according to the Bulbapedia, it may be a combination of Utsuro, which means void, so void. It may also refer to Utsu, which means, drumroll, depression.
Okay.
Utsuroi. This is a fascinating stem of a word, because Utsu is depression. Utsuroi means the act of moving from host to host. And oid means, it's like the android suffix.
So, depression. So, a void is a physical representation of depression by this. And then Utsuroi is a void that moves from person to person.
Yeah.
A contagious void. That's interesting.
It's a contagious rock and poison void, which is a very unique typing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if it's from another dimension, you better believe it's got some strange typing.
Date Bio. This is the Pokemon that Lusamine fuses with at the end of Sun and Moon, I guess, spoilers, for a 4-year-old children's Pokemon game, as opposed to an adult Pokemon game, which they, you know, that's just for me and you. Wink. No, she fuses with it. It's all gross. It's a big jellyfish, kind of like feminine looking jellyfish. It's all white and blue normally. And it has a bad shiny.
Yeah,
shiny. It's kind of like off-white. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe that. Almost yellowish? It's not good.
It's like we always say, Alan, this is a game for kids, so let's inject a neurotoxin.
We do always say that. Nanomachines. This is one of those examples where it being in 3D makes it look kind of bad. Because in 2D, it's like, it kind of looks like it's dress-shaped, and you don't think too much about like how thick that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like how far does it extend? But as soon as you see it in the 3D model, you're like, it kind of looks too believable. Like, I like these things. All of the Ultra Beasts, in my opinion, work better as abstract ideas and not just like, and like, once they exist, it makes them really weird. This is definitely not the weirdest one of those, but they get there.
Yeah, and I do think it's worth taking a moment to look at the Nihilego Lusamine fusion. I guess
that part's cool.
I don't know. I mean, don't say Papago.
I won't. I'm not allowed to say that with anymore.
I think that looks really cool. It looks like like a Heartless.
It looks like a Heartless, or like I was gonna say Serial Experiments Lane or something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's or, too. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen that much Serial Experiments Lane. It seems too visually busy for that to me. But
oh, is that more of a like a clean looking?
It from what I recall, it's been a very long time. I could
it's
be full Lusamine, of shit.
It's by the way.
Okay.
At least according to a website. Yeah, and like the way that she like her hair changes color, and then not, and I think it's Nihil Ego if we're trying to be perfect, because it's nihilism ego, which is fun.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I think that looks cooler than Lusamine outside of it, and it than it without her. Like their fusion definitely is like the cooler version of this. What do we got for dimensions? That's what I'm wondering about. Like, could I slot myself into this thing's head?
Yes.
Well, it's 3 foot 11.
It's 3 foot 11. But I mean, like, it clearly is able to change size.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's clearly, like, will grow in order to absorb someone, because it's parasitic and somewhat amorphous. And also, part of it is, like, you know, you've got this height of 3 foot 11, you've got this weight of 122.4 pounds, but also, as established, it doesn't really follow the rules of our dimension. So, Mm-mm. Who knows what those measurements even mean? Maybe it's, like, you point, like, a laser, like, measurer at it, and it says 3 foot 11, and you're like, that's bigger than that, and it's like, nope. It's just another right. dimension. Shit's weird.
Nope. And then you re-measure it 3 seconds later, and it's 3'10". And you're like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong here. The Pokedex entries paint a weird picture between just the Sun and Moon dexes. People on the street report observing those infested by it suddenly becoming violent.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the classic, like, evil tentacle.
It's a head crab.
Yes, exactly. Parasite. And then the moon one says, it's unclear whether or not this Pokemon is sentient, but sometimes it can be observed behaving like a young girl. Anime is here. Finally.
Hmm.
Check out my possession fanfic, where she becomes a better mom to Lily by being possessed by...
Really
this,
glad
this
Jen
ultimate.
Isn't here right now.
What, you think she would support it too much?
I think she'd be like, hang on, I have to go tweet.
Just brutal burn on your own friend. Brutal. Love it. I think in isolation I'm okay keeping it, because the way the infection mechanic is pretty unique. Mm-hmm. And it looks really cool in the games when it does that.
And one of the things that's interesting about Ultra Beasts is, because of their nature as extra-dimensional beasts, it is unclear, like, what is clear is that their interactions in the normal Pokemon dimension are often hostile, right?
Yeah.
And it's unclear if that's like, oh, there's like there's a breakdown between dimensions and they don't intend to be hostile, but like there's something lost in the translation, or if, for the case of some of them, it is clear that in their own dimension they're quite hostile creatures.
Yeah, and also its moveset is very weird. It's got a super wacky moveset between, like, you know, Worry Seed, Headbutt, Stealth Rock. Like, it's just a Pain Split, Magic Coat. Like, it's got a lot of mess with you kind of moves.
Yeah,
I wonder if Ultra Beasts are banned. I'm assuming Ultra Beasts are banned in competitive.
I would assume.
Anything that you can't breed is usually
mm-hmm.
banned. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and vote to keep this Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I think it's definitely interesting.
It's a surprisingly accessible first entry into the Ultra Beast section.
Yeah, it's a good introduction. I feel like it is sort of the iconic one, you know?
Yeah, I think it's the first one you see, since it says UB01.
Yeah, it is the first one you encounter in the story. It's your introduction to the concept of the wormholes, because it pops out when you're on the, you know, whatever, the Aether Foundation's little, like, island, artificial island.
Yeah.
And then it pops out, and they're like, oh, an Ultra Beast! Oh, no!
And you're like, Nani?
Yeah. Yeah.
The next two, though, are a little weirder. These are also both version exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
So they really stack the Ultra Beast with, like, weird, very different Pokemon. Mm-hmm. 794 is Buzzswole. Massivoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then 795 is Pheromosa. We can talk about them individually, though.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzswole is a bug and fighting type. It's a jacked insect.
It's a jacked mosquito, to be particular.
What if a mosquito had big cartoon muscles?
Mm-hmm.
and like pulsing veins and pointy, like four pointy ass legs and fists with which to kill you.
This ultra beast appeared from another world. It shows off its body, but whether that display is a boast or a threat remains unclear.
Witnesses saw it pulverize a dump truck with a single punch. I can do that. You ain't shit.
It's shiny is weird.
Oh, I love this from Ultra Sun. Although it's alien to this world and a danger here, it's apparently a common organism in the world where it normally lives. So you're just picturing a street, you walk down the street and you just see like 100 bustles like, sup, dude. Like you're at the, they're all at the gym fist bumping. Oh God, it's shiny is so weird. Oh, what am I looking at?
It's very strange.
It's like highlight. They took a highlighter to its outside. This one gets, he gets made fun of a lot. It's a jacked mosquito. It's kind of what you see is what you get, and I like that in Pokemon. I was thinking about how many Pokemon there are now and how many we've talked about, and like one of the things that, even as they make new ones, continues to be like a successful formula for them is just make the Pokemon what it looks like. Like, doesn't have to be that complicated. Doesn't have to be high concept. Quite the opposite. A jacked mosquito is a jacked mosquito. That's it. You did it.
Yeah,
especially when you have Ultra Beasts that don't evolve, that don't need to come from anything, that don't need to be, they don't need to be based on anything.
Instead of drinking blood, it steals people's energy and uses them to make its muscles bigger.
That's awesome.
It also apparently uses bodybuilding poses kind of to communicate.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
It's just, again, like different JoJo poses. Wow, Buzzswole would totally be someone's stand. I've never even watched a JoJo episode, and I think that's true.
The problem is it would be have to be pretty early in the show, because by the end of any season of JoJo's, the abilities are so weird that like, oh, this is a strong mosquito would really just not be enough. That wouldn't be nearly weird enough.
Wow. And it's UB02 absorption or expansion in Japanese. What was the deal with that whole naming convention? Was it like they had that name until you caught one and then you got its real name or something?
I think those were like the Aether Foundation's code names for them.
Oh, that makes more sense. If I am understanding this correctly, also all genderless, which is great.
Yeah. I actually like Buzzswole. Is that okay?
I respect you. You have, I think I could describe it as very diverse tastes.
It is.
But also very predictable tastes.
I mean, it is the most common writer villain of the week looking thing. And I think that's
exactly
great.
Exactly what I was thinking. Was it's very tokusatsu. That's so
yes,
true.
Yes, yes.
It's hysterical to me that our old buddy James Turner, the one British game designer who works at Game Freak, the first Westerner, designed Buzzswole.
Honestly, good on ya.
He designed several Ultra Beasts. I believe he designed four Pokemon that we're going to be talking about. But yeah, good on you, James Turner. You're doing great work. I love that Bulbapedia translates James Turner into Japanese. That owns.
I hate this.
Someone had to type that like, really? Yeah. Okay. This was written somewhere. We have to put it in. And it's just, I guess that's for, maybe that's for like the Japanese readers of Bulbapedia. Who knows? Trying to find anything else interesting about it, but yeah, I think it's worth, I mean, it's fun. Like, muscular types are always fighting, and like fighting has this association with masculinity and bodybuilding, which I don't think is necessary. That's why I kind of don't hate the construction Pokemon, is because they're not, like, their key feature is not that they're jacked.
Well, but this is
the Machop line, and
this is agender, and this has, yep, like, also it has four legs.
Check that shit out. You know, Machamp, he's got four hands. You put a Machamp and a Buzzswole in a breeding center together, and you just get eight. You get a spider of muscles.
You're like, hey, Buzzswole, it's leg day. And he's like, I'm going to need two of those.
I'm gonna need two leg days. Yeah, a front leg day and a back leg day. Damn.
And you're
that's
like,
a lot of work.
Buzzswole, that doesn't make any sense. And they're like, I know, I just thought it was funny.
I just felt like saying that. Don't take it too seriously. Thanks, Buzzswole. Buzzswole would be voiced by like a washed up 80s actor in the, like, in American adaptation of Pokemon, which does exist, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And yeah, Buzzswole was the one that was exclusive to Pichu, Pichu, Pichu.
That was
exclusive to Sun.
Yes, yes.
And Ultra Sun. Mm-hmm. And its counterpart, which is the one that I had, was Pheromosa.
Yeah. Another bug fighting. Pokemon. But this one is very different.
Very. Just, I love the idea of version exclusives beyond, besides the version exclusive legendaries, being completely fundamentally different. Like, perfect opposites.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot. That's, again, why I feel like the genderedness of it, because even though they're both agendered, they both still have, like, gendered qualities.
Sure.
Is weird, but also, like, Pokemon's a game, it's a game for kids. Like, they just, we gave the swan titties, and that's just, we're allowed to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, so Pheromosa, Pharaohache, it's a big, what animal is this, or what bug is this, rather?
It's a cockroach.
Blah, yucky. Yucky, no thanks. Based on the American cockroach that has molted. Oh, right. Because molted cockroaches are like white underneath.
Yeah, I don't want to look at any pictures of this. I'm just going to take
you don't want to look. You're not going to Google molted cockroach like I'm about to right now and ruin my night?
Have fun with that.
Here we go. Molted cockroach. Oh, sure. That's not that gross.
Good shiny.
Okay, it's actually a little gross. But yeah, it totally looks exactly like that. Like, they really nailed it. Yes, good shiny. Yes. Look at this queen. Look at this goth queen.
So, interesting facts about this one.
Tell me.
It basically is, it is Nojo-sama. I don't know about having the laugh, but it refuses to touch anything, perhaps because it senses some uncleanness in this world. And it also produces a disarming pheromone that makes everyone become awestruck by it.
For once, they made a feminine Pokemon release a pheromone that doesn't just make everybody horny.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It just makes everyone be like, damn.
Whoa.
We can't fuck with that lady who's agender.
Yeah.
She
uses they-them pronouns. It's my favorite tweet of all time. Me and my non-binary friend, she uses they-them pronouns. Ugh, whatever.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
Apparently, you know, it can move its limbs at up to 120 miles per hour.
Jotaquorum numbers. So, wait, that's fast, but that's not obscenely fast.
That's very fast, Alan.
I mean,
that's really fast.
That's a car going at max speed.
Yeah, your arms aren't a car.
They could be if I worked hard enough.
I guess that's true.
You didn't think about that. They're a fighting type.
Yeah, it's true.
But bug fighting is a fun combo,
mm-hmm.
even though bird types are going to just wreck your shit. Bird types, flying types. Sorry, I've never played a Pokemon game before. Yeah, and I think, I don't know if I prefer Pheromosa because it's just a like feminine cockroach, a feminine molted cockroach. Like if I had to pick between Buzzsaw and Pheromosa, I think I would actually pick Buzzsaw, which is fucked up.
But we don't have to. I think, especially because we're gonna get into Ultra Beasts that suck. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry. Maybe they're coming up soon.
Yeah.
So
I would actually like to keep both of these. I would like to keep Buzzswole and Pheromosa. I think Pheromosa is the only one so far that I would like to keep the shiny.
Yes. It's for those at home who don't have Bulbapedia handy. It's like the white part of its body turns fully black, and it's very goth-like.
Yeah, it's got this like white, black, gray thing looking on.
Even though its wings stay see-through, transparent white, so it's got this like, I don't know, goth wedding look or something. It's very good. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
It's a nice day for a goth wedding.
Nice day for a star again.
Yeah.
That song played at my first job a lot. There's like a, probably I could make a playlist off the top of my head of like five or six songs that played on the radio at my job too much and are permanently seared into my brain. I think I did make that playlist at some point. Again, neither here nor there. But speaking six of Ultra Beasts that we might need to start cutting,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to have the conversation about number 796, Zerkatry.
You don't like Zerkatry?
Denji.
It's a play on circuitry, but also tree.
Where's the X come from?
Is it Ultra Beast? It's weird.
Oh, it's like a Heartless in Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Although those are the nobodies.
The nobodies. Fuck.
Yeah, if I, again, like, as is classic with Ultra Beasts, if one of these popped up when I was going through the world that never was in Kingdom Hearts 2, I would not bat an eye. I'd be like, sure, totally. Of course. These,
you would walk by a circuitry, like, just kind of wobbling around, and every time you attack it with the Keyblade, you get electrocuted, and you're like, what the fuck, how do I hit this? And you hit it with magic, and it falls over.
Mm-hmm. And you get the little, like, bum, 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 music playing.
Totally. It looks like the flailing arms inflatable tube man, but they made that a Pokemon.
It kind of looks like, shit. Like garbage.
It's based on electrical wires and power lines. It has aspects of a tree, especially Christmas trees. No. No. Do y'all, first question, do y'all celebrate Christmas? In your home?
Oh, in my particular home?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Do you do like a tree? Do you have like a star on the tree?
I mean, if I am alone for Christmas, I will not do a tree. In fact, I won't celebrate Christmas because why would I bother?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we use we go all out for right. Family really likes rituals. And honestly, of like Christian rituals,
like sacrificial.
And we do two trees, and one always has a star, and one has an angel. What did you say?
You do two trees.
One upstairs and one downstairs. Yeah, it's a lot, but
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, they're on the same room. Frick that. Also, one of them's smaller, and they're both fake. So if you're worried about like pine shit, they're both fake trees.
Do you swear allegiance to one tree or the other?
I usually do. One is almost always better than the other because one's the big one that gets all the lights. Mm-hmm. So the small one is where we put like the dumb ornaments that we just have and want to put somewhere.
Well, you could go for, I mean, okay, here's what I propose for next Christmas is you should go for different aesthetics entirely. Yeah. You should have one, like, I think the smaller tree should be your more minimalist style. Maybe you've got like the white style lights on that one. And then you've got like tinsel and like ribbons, a real like classic style. And then your other one, the bigger one, you do like the colored lights and the bunch of ornaments and stuff so that they're really representing two different factions of Christmasology.
Like two different Pokemon versions.
Some people call that Christianity, but they're cowards.
Two different sects, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why you would, but that's just something, name it came up with the top of my head.
So let's call the really minimal one Catholics, just for...
Yeah, just like, I don't know, get a name out of a hat.
Methodists.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got it. That's the method I use. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about the circuitry because I don't want to keep it.
No, yeah. I appreciate the idea of like, hey, let's do something with like wires and like copper but it looks like garbage, dog. And its Pokedex entries are not that interesting. They're just like, oh, sometimes they shoot lightning. They don't like moving very much. Like, okay, that's nice.
It literally has the same Ultra Dex entry as Buzzswole. Apparently, it's a common organism where it normally lives.
I mean, so did Pheromosa, which is they're just hedging their bets here. They're just
like, these are all the common ones.
Yeah. Well, they're just like, no, listen, this isn't that weird. Right, guys?
No, it's not that weird, guys. Stop. I actually like Pokemon that don't have eyes. I think that's a fun idea. Or don't have traditional eyes, at least.
Sure.
But, I mean, this ain't it. This is just a power line. Like, I could see someone being like, dude, come on, circuitry. Mm-hmm. But... No, the coloring is boring. The concept is fine, and it's plain electric type. Like, I could do without it.
UB3 Lightning.
Exactly.
The glowing it's just Pokemon.
It's too low concept. It's just what if Lightning was a Pokemon, and not Lightning, the Final Fantasy character. That's Delibird.
Now, moving on, we have number 797, Pokemon UB04 Blaster, this Evangelion angel-looking motherfucker, Celesteel. I said that really weird. Celesteela.
Alrighty, partner. You're going to come with me to find Celesteela. Let's go. John Wayne. Celesteela. Celesteela.
Look at the screenshot of it from the anime.
Hang on. Wait for it. I'm going to hate this. Whoa, actually? But actually, though, what if this Pokemon was Kerbal Space Program? Excuse?
It's just taking off. It's just doing a launch.
I kind of like the idea, and this is inspired again by like YouTube people, but try to describe what this Pokemon looks like to someone who's not looking at it. Okay, so the hands are gigantic bamboo sticks, but the bottom of them are like the tendrils of like a of hands, but they're also clearly rockets. And the center is like a really thin, like a Kaminoan from Star Wars, wearing a huge dress with more rockets and a spike on top.
And like
draw that
really big, long, like but like really flat hair.
Yeah,
and
that
then
also
like
kind of covers its body, like
chopsticks through the hair.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yep. It's got like little forks on each side. This is steel flying type. At first, I was like, wait, why is it flying? Is it just because it floats? And no, those rockets work, apparently.
Yeah, no.
That's cool.
It just stores flammable gas that it uses to fly.
Honestly, what a good design. What did we squish a little bit of bamboo in there. We got the rockets. We got the space, the celestial theme. The name is good. Like, what?
I was honestly ready to cut this thing until I saw that screenshot from the anime and it all came together for me. And I was like, oh, that's what they're doing. It's the space shuttle.
Celestila, you know, else that's kind of wacky?
Yeah, sure.
Celestila is likely based on Princess Kaguya from Taketori Monogatari, or The Tale of the Bamboo Cutter.
Sure, sure.
Its body resembles bamboo shoots, its arms are trunks, and overall it resembles a space shuttle, and a depiction of Kaguya, who is a woman with long hair and a multi-layered kimono, who, in some stories, as I understand it at least, either is or is in love with the moon.
Yeah, she goes back to that. She lives on the moon, and she goes and she falls in love with a man on Earth, but she has to return to the moon.
Damn, if it ain't like that. Mm-hmm. That's basically online dating. Yeah, that's kind of fun. So they got a little bit of mythology. They kind of put everything in there. Mythology, story theming, good typing.
This is like genuinely a really cool Pokemon.
Right, I'm like impressed. This is in Moon. This was in. I must have had this Pokemon. I don't remember getting it or seeing it.
Wow.
It's not an Ultra person. But it looks great. I mean, it's a little weird and like abstract, but that's the whole point of the Ultra Beasts. Mm-hmm. Whereas Zerkatry is just what you see is what you get. There's like layers to Celestila that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And if you didn't think that it was a Kaguya thing, its Japanese name is literally Tekaguya. Tekaguya.
Like, so like Tekka, like steel?
Yes. Steel Kaguya. or Tekka also means gunfire, so either steel or I think steel makes more sense.
Yeah, this is easy key. What's the shiny look like?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's white. It's pure white.
Well, that does make the things look more like solid fuel boosters. So I am in favor of it.
And you, as a big Kerbal Space Program fan, kind of naturally have to.
Yeah, it's definitely Kerbal Space Program. Real space. I'm definitely not a fan of real
no,
space.
No.
I like real space a lot.
Fun fact: time tied for the heaviest Pokemon.
Guess what it's tied with? Me.
Yes.
Wailord?
No, Wailord is not the heaviest Pokemon anymore.
I feel like it's going to be like a subversive, but like an answer that like I wouldn't have guessed, but makes sense.
Wailord is 877 pounds. Celestila is 2,204 pounds.
Okay, so
it is 30 feet tall.
So it's somebody who's like. Okay, so I'm going to say
no.
I'm
it's calling... dumb. It's subversive. You're right.
But it's like, I think it's going to be one of those things where you're like, oh, of course, it's got all the universe, and it's like
it.
Arceus or something.
It's Cosmoem.
Oh, sure. Which has all the Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You completely nailed it. they put Stardust in a cocoon. It's dense. So Cosmoem's obviously the densest Pokemon, but they're tied for heaviest. That's fun that Wailord for all this time at 800 was like the biggest, and now they just said, no, fuck that. We're going into the thousands. Yeah. Bigger and better, baby. I don't see why not.
It's solid.
That's what we in the Johto Quorum call a hard keep from Celestila.
Yeah, it was very difficult, but we decided to do it.
We just decided to. I'm curious what you think about number 7986. This is Kartana.
Uh-huh.
And that's not my girlfriend from the Halo video games. That's K-A-R-T-A-N-A.
So it's like a sword, but origami.
Sordagami. Why does neither the English nor Japanese name incorporate what you just said? Come on, guys. Well, in Japanese, it's Kami Turugi, which like Kami is paper, mm-hmm. and also God, and Surugi is sword, so like right. paper sword. Oh, right. That's fine. That's pretty good. And charta, the cartana, like the second half of the carta, is Latin for paper. So I guess it works.
So I would like this better if it was incorporating designs of like a paper fan. I think that'd be more visually interesting. As is, I mean, I like the idea of an origami Pokemon. That's kind of neat. I don't get a lot from the sword thing.
No, the sword is not very cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
I was just rewatching the first couple of episodes of Tower God because I found the Korean dub somewhere. And the pockets that they have in there... Or no, I was reading it is what I was doing. In the anime, the pockets, for those who don't know, is like where people like keep their inventory in that anime / comic. And the pockets look like they're very flesh-like in the comic, whereas in the anime, they just like look like a video game inventory.
Hmm.
And I thought that was a very interesting like artistic style change because the it being flesh-like makes it seem more like it's the pocket of something real. But I digress. This kind of looks like the pocket. Like it's shaped like that, that weird curve. And the folding and stuff.
I don't
want to hate Cartana.
No, but I mean, like, I feel like it's trying too hard to be cool instead of being interesting. They've got an interesting premise, but like, if it had a little more visually going on, it's got the starts. It's got like the legs and the head look cool, but the rest of it doesn't. And then its Pokédex entries are just about how sick it is. And I would really love like a Pokédex entry that was like, its cuts are not very deadly, but they hurt so much, you know, like a paper cut. That would be really funny.
Yeah, exactly. Like I stepped on one once and cried for 3 hours straight.
This, I think, is going to be one of the biggest problems the Ultra Beast face here on the Quorum, is that the Pokédex is really not giving them much to work with, because almost there's almost always one. They have four Pokédex entries because they're only in Sun, Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and always one of them is like, don't worry, where it comes from, it's not weird.
It's apparently a common organism in the world where it normally lives. And it's like,
usually there's at least one other Pokemon entry that's just like, it's also super cool. You should think this is cool. And so you've got two entries to work with.
That's always the benefit that the early Gen 1s have, is because the ones that made it all the way into Gen 8 have upwards of like 16 entries.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the later you go, they have to keep writing brand new ones. So they start getting really weird and funny.
And you're here, like,
Cartana doesn't have that.
Game Freak, Pokemon Company, you're here being like, you know, Pokedex entries, who cares? We're here to tell you they really do matter. And I am here to say that I think the Pokedex entry is the tiebreaker for Cartana, and I would cut Cartana.
You know, I was thinking about that 0.6 when I was playing through Sword and Shield last year, because... you know, when you haven't seen Pokemon from a dex, like I didn't look up the whole dex beforehand, and you see one in the wild, you're like, what is that? Mm-hmm. And then you catch it and you learn about it from the Pokedex. That's a very satisfying and cool moment that you really need to nail, because you get that feeling that Ash does like in the first episode of the anime where it's like, Caterpie, the shit trash Pokemon, you should release it. Like, I enjoy that, and I think that's a fun way to learn about the Pokemon, is that because you went through the effort of catching it, you can learn something about it.
But imagine playing Ultra Moon as your Pokemon. You didn't play Sun or Moon. You played Ultra Moon.
Yeah.
And you caught this thing, and you're like, wow, I can't wait to see it. And the Pokedex is like, don't worry, it's not weird. And you're like, thanks.
Oh. I would hope you're not playing the Ultra games first, but
I mean,
there's
no reason not to. They've got all the content from Sun and Moon and just more stuff on top of it. I mean, like, if you're coming to it later, there's no reason to get those other games.
It's not framed as a sequel.
No.
In fact, I don't think it is a sequel. That is a weird thing, because I mean, I think I didn't play Crystal first. I played Crystal after Silver, but those games definitely like have overlap and aren't exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I see what you're saying, but yeah, I mean, we like Samurai, obviously we like that.
But also Samurai are well represented so far.
Yes. Very well represented. We've got all sorts of different Samurai and sword people. In the anime, fun fact, Cartana speaks the human language, but in reverse. So they do the Twin Peaks backwards talk.
Okay.
I was going to do the way they do it in Twin Peaks. Actually, if you don't know, is they try to say it backwards and then record it backwards again so that it sounds weird forward, if that makes sense.
Sure.
It's a cool effect. It's like iconic. Highest base attack stat of all non-legendary, non-transformed. Despite being called UB Slash, it cannot learn the move Slash. That's hilarious.
UB Slash.
She Slash. It may be based on noshi, a ceremonial origami attached to gifts for congratulatory occasions. Oh, you've seen noshi before.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, this is very American of me. It looks like a McDonald's french fry container.
So, oh, man.
I love the country. No, I don't love the country I live in. Yeah, I just don't feel inspired by it. It doesn't light a fire under my heart.
No, let's cut it and move on.
Yeah, sorry. Grass steel, Cartana. I mean, yeah, that's just Scizor, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys did that. Now, this next Pokemon is the last one in the 700s and one of the most hyped up in our podcast, Ultra Beasts. And this is another James Turner. James Turner? Iconic design. It's Guzzlord, the Junkivore Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Or Akuzi King. Where do we start with this thing? Where the fuck do we go? It's a void, to describe it. It's a void crab.
Yeah, with an extra pair of arms coming out of its mouth.
Yes.
That are also mouths.
And it's all spiky and black and yellow and has two pairs of eyes.
White and orange shiny. Looks interesting.
Yeah, the shiny's awesome. Shiny makes it look like Cartana.
So the thing that's interesting is in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, or maybe it's just one of them, but in the Ultra games, you have an option to go to the dimension that Guzzlord is from.
Uh-huh.
And it clearly, like, you know, the character, it's one of those things where, like, they put the clues there where you as the player can figure it out, but your character doesn't. It's just an alternate dimension where it is the normal Pokemon world, but Guzzlord has eaten everything and everything has fallen into waste.
Oh, wow.
It's real fucked up.
Yeah, it's just a black hole, basically.
There's like a trodden, like crumpled, like Pokemon Center sign on the ground. It's like,
really?
It's messed up.
Fuck.
It's very grim.
Maybe I'll just look up the cutscenes for Yusumo. For some reason, its droppings have never been found. Yeah, because they're in the infinite void, guys.
Yeah, it's a real Kirby.
It's Kirby. You're right. Also, the shiny. This is one where the shiny was in the anime. Fun fact. I don't hate this. Like, sincerely. Like, they joke because Vord is funny, because we don't know how to talk about fetishes without making them a joke. I hate that it's dark dragon type.
I was going to say, that's a big problem for me.
What are you doing, guys? What typing would you make it, though?
That's a great question.
Definitely dark. Definitely dark.
Dark makes sense. Dragon is just so lame, though. Like,
what are you saying? Evil. Dragon means evil. Remember, we determined fairy means good.
Dark means evil.
But dark means evil. That's true. In the comparison to fairy, that I mean.
I guess. I mean. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe 05 glutton.
I also don't think it's evil, right? It's nothing. It is just like unbridled hunger. There's no, you can't like ascribe morality to that. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't think. It just eats.
It has gobbled mountains and swallowed entire buildings, according to reports. Yeah, I saw an Ask Reddit question today that was like, what is space? Like, what physically is the black stuff that you walk around in when you go into space? And the top comment, it was just nothing. It's nothing, dude. Mm-hmm. You have to accept that. It's really hard. It's like trying to imagine infinity. It's like trying to imagine nothing is the same weird brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. There's dust in there, but it's primarily nothing. And that's what Guzzlord is. It's a void of just evil and badness.
And I don't think it's very interesting. I have liked Guzzlord as like a meme, basically.
Yeah, the name is funny.
It's a funny name, and I have sometimes when playing like Jaxbox games drawn hyper close-ups of Guzzlord as my avatar because that's hilarious. But
for sure,
in reality, I don't think there's enough here.
That it's. I mean, it is just a black hole.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
If it was a black hole and something. Or if it was a black hole and the typing was better. The typing really takes me off.
The typing really is a bummer.
Come on. Just inconsistent. That like sometimes dragon means dragon-like, and then sometimes dragon means evil, but what does dark mean then?
Mm-hmm.
Furthering my theory that there are too many Pokemon types. Wow. Maybe the next Quorum season two is just we cut down the types. It's half an episode long. We get rid of normal type and we get rid of dragon type. There, we did it.
Or we'd have to come up with new types.
That's true. Okay, actually, maybe this could be a thing. Akuzi King. Akujiki means consumption of repulsive things. And Aku King. Oh, that's why the guy's name in My Hero Academia is Aku. It's not Akujiki. It's something like that. Amajiki, I think. You know the guy who's in like the big three, who eats things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking
to
about.
To turn into him. I think that's what it's based on. Mm-hmm. Same word. Same kana. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not particularly inspired by it. Also confusing that it's classified as being 18 feet tall and 1957 pounds. Like, is it solid? Maybe it's solid. Maybe I'm mistaken.
You know what it is? It's cut.
Oof. Oof, six.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay, then. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the dark Pokemon Necrozma. So, fun fact.
Is this an Ultra Beast?
No. Well, okay, that's a complicated question. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
I want to start out with a story. I work at a major retailer, right? And over
that,
by...
I'm going to confirm to folks, that was not Six editing. That was actually the way that Six said that. That was not like V said it and then edited it. That was perfect.
And we have an electronics section, and on the TVs there, we play demos where we're like, you know, like, oh, you should watch this, you should buy this DVD, oh, you should buy this game, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And for an absurdly long time, we were running ads of Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
Fair.
And so I got to hear a lot of takes of some, like, gamer guy telling me about how I could catch the dark Pokemon Necrozma. Most times when I walked by. But here's the thing. I think Necrozma sits in a very similar position to,
Reshiram and Zekrom?
Yes, to the other one. What's the third one?
Kyurem.
Yes, it has big Kyurem energy. I think it looks sick.
It's way better than those two things.
I think it actually looks really cool, as do pretty much all of its forms.
Yes, because the problem with Kyurem, and I mean, we probably talked about this, is like by itself, it looks kind of goofy and nothing like. Mm-hmm. And then you slot in like all these different powers from the different other Pokemon, and then it gets kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But base Necrozma, very cool, very abstract. Love the rainbow eyes and mouth. Love that. Each of the forms brings something different to the table. We got base Necrozma, mm-hmm. which is, to describe it, what if an evil samurai was entirely made black, had huge hands for claws with like pistons jutting out of the back of the hands, mm-hmm. and swords for feet.
Yeah, very, very angular fellow.
He angly. Do we have three forms? Duskmane Necrozma, Dawnwings, and Ultra Necrozma. Mm-hmm. Duskmane is like, what if you put him on Solgaleo and it looks sick? Dawnwings is what you put them on Lunala, and it looks sick, and Ultra Necrozma is presumably just the like fused perfect form, perfect cell.
So here's the problem.
Yeah.
Ultra Necrozma looks bad.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like when like in an anime or in a video game, like you get to the end and it's just like Super Saiyan Infinity, or mm-hmm. like the mega power-up mode that you can only use for the final boss fight, and then it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like anything. It's just like, wow, you're pure white. Or like supersonic, I guess, is what I'm describing.
Yeah. I think it could look cool, but it needs some more color going on.
Yeah. Maybe that's a bad art. I mean, it's like, is there better art of it somewhere?
I've seen other art of it. It just doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's always like that. Okay. I think the other two are hard keeps, though. If I had to pick a favorite, I think I prefer Duskmane, because it, like, we fucking love Power Rangers here. And it looks like one of the Megazords or something, with like metal covering up the head, like it's a helmet, and like makes the feet pointy and everything. It's very cool.
That said, they both have the same color shiny, and I think the Dawnwings shiny looks so good.
Let's take a peek. Whoa, those are some good ass colors.
That's good shinies.
Yes, sort of pink and blue. And then Ultra just turns white, which is unfortunate. Wow, Necrozma's cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pure psychic when it's normal. Duskmane is psychic steel. Dawnwings, they just take the typing of the legendary. And then it gets psychic dragon when it's ultra. Because, again, why not? Dragon type means anything you want it to mean.
Yeah.
And Necrozma is the name in, I think, most languages for it. Yeah. What's the story with Necrozma? What do you got going on with this pal?
It's a great question.
This is its form while dissolving light. Reminiscent of the Ultra Beasts, this life form, apparently asleep underground, is thought to have come from another world in ancient times. The source of its energy is light, and it has an extraordinarily vicious disposition, as it is constantly firing off laser beams. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Impurities build up around it if it isn't devouring light, and Necrozma darkens and stops moving. This one made it into Sword and Shield, apparently.
Interesting.
I don't remember. Maybe it's just because it's transferable and they wrote new dex entries for some Pokemon, like via bank? Or is it catchable? I'll look into that. You look for some other Pokedex entry stuff.
Lunala no longer... This is Dawnwings. Lunala no longer has a will of its own. Now under the control of Necrozma, it constantly expels all of its energy.
It's leaking.
Yeah, so clearly the way this works is Necrozma sort of like wraps around them and like forces them to exert all of its energy for Necrozma to absorb. This is not a symbiotic relationship.
Right. This is not a what's the guy from Platinum? I can see it. What's it called? The mascot of Pokemon Platinum.
Oh, Pokemon
Dialga, Palkia, and Jeff.
Giratina.
Giratina is the one where it's like it was kicked out of hell for being too much of an asshole, so we put it in super hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real Terrorblade energy.
Whereas Necrozma is just, we can't make it stop being an asshole, but we don't know what to do about it.
Apparently, if it does absorb enough energy, it becomes Ultra Necrozma, and it has a face turn.
And then it becomes good. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's just it is absorbing all this energy, but once it has absorbed, you know, it's kind of like the Naru from Warcraft.
Oh no. No.
It is. I was wondering why that like ultra form felt nostalgic to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, Naru have not forgotten us. And I was like, oh my God. There it is.
Ugh, 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 ugh. You need to read it. You played WoW pretty late into the current stuff, but some of the lore stuff in like Warlords of Draenor, even with the Naru. Ugh. Woo! Woo! Stanky. That's coming from a hardcore former World of Warcraft fan. Yeah, I want to keep Necrozma. I want to take it to the Kingdom of Heaven and watch it transform.
I want to keep all of these forms, but I want to say give me better colors for Ultra.
Ultra?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually like the eyes are still that blue and red, but that's not enough to do it for me.
Yeah.
It's not enough to do it for me, baby. Cool. Wait, how big is it? Is she big? 7'10".
Big enough.
Oh, that's pretty big. That's quite big.
Yeah.
It's not obscenely big, but big. Duskmane is 1,000 pounds. Cool. Cool. Do you want to keep going, Six?
Yeah, so we are going to skip over a couple here, because this is an Ultra Beast special, so we're not going to talk about the ones in between. We'll come back for them.
Of course.
That are not Ultra Beasts, which means we're next talking about Poiple.
Poiple!
It's like
so the rest of
the word purple.
It's Poiple. Yeah. These ones I haven't seen, because I never played Ultra Sun and Moon. Just keep that in mind. I'm basically doing this one off the top of the dome. Poison type. It's like a small imp. We don't like small imps. I hate the river spirits from Gen 4. This Ultra Beast is well enough liked to be chosen as a first partner in its own world. So it's the starter.
Okay, that that is kind of funny.
An Ultra Beast that lives in a different world, it cackles wildly as it sprays its opponents with poison from the needles on its head. That's very funny. Hi, welcome to the Pokemon world. Here's the Poison Nightmare Pokemon.
That's what they
welcome to
call me?
It is. It is, Six.
Okay.
Welcome to the Ultra Megalopolis. That's like a city. I'll read about this later. Yeah, so it's pure poison. No weirdness. It's Yubi adhesive or Yubi sticky in Japanese. I got to come in here right away and say I don't love the coloring, and I don't love these like nipples on its head that it spits poison out of.
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be like spinies.
That makes more sense. I mean, it's just the drawing of them makes them look baby bottle-esque.
Mm.
It's got a fantastic shiny. A very, very, very good shiny.
Let's see the shiny. Oh, wow. That is very good.
Right? I kind of prefer that.
Shout-outs to James Turner. Also, I thought this, and I confirmed this is true. It's the poison pin Pokemon. What are the other poison pin Pokemon, Alan?
The Nidoran line?
Yeah. I think it's alternate dimension Nidoran.
Oh, my God. Finally, when people are like, we want the Pokemon game that starts with, like, Agatha and Oak, and, like, you can get either Sandshrew or Nidoran. Sandshrew and something else. But, yeah, Nidoran was definitely in that batch of Pokemon, that like, the early ones.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I think I like this Pokemon.
I would love a poison starter. Did we do an episode on that whole thing of, like, how do we do different starters, or was that just a conversation?
That's a conversation we've had. We could do that episode at some point.
We'll consider that, too. So there's a lot of potential episodes coming. And, you know, Poipole by itself, just kind of like a little nasty imp. But if you teach it Dragon Pulse, it develops dragon-like tendencies and becomes Naganadel. Naganadel. I don't know how to pronounce this word.
Naganadel.
Naganadel. Thank you. That's the way to figure out all pronunciations is, can you put them into that song? A boy pool. Naganadel. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I was like, ugh, we're synced up too much. It kind of looks like what if you turned boy pool into a big B?
You know what it looks like?
It's canceled.
It looks like the TSMA2 Mod-00 Mobius-0 Space Prototype Mobile Armor piloted by Mula Flaga from Gundam Seed.
Can you send me that? Because I already lost track of it as you were saying it.
Sure. Let me Google it for you.
Also, Poipole is supposed to be based on a bee larva, which don't look up pictures of bee larva. It's just baby bees. Baby bees.
Okay. Now look at that and tell me. Huh?
What the fuck? That's it.
That's it.
That's Gundam Seed, you said?
Yeah. Or it looks like the swordfish from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, yep, that one I see. For sure. I mean, I don't hate this thing.
I just don't, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
The shot from the anime brings a lot together. I think the header art is a bad look for it, but the anime shot where it makes more sense to me.
Oh, yeah. You can kind of see where its eyes land better.
Mm-hmm. It's got like a mono eye, which I'm here for, always.
I'm always here for mono eyes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good shiny. Looks like a bee. Or a hornet.
Who doesn't just want to look like a bee at some point in life? Like, come on, guys. Right? Be real with yourselves. Oh, yeah, it's exactly a bee. That's fun.
Is this cool?
I think this might be cool. The dragon type's unfortunate, but I'm not entirely anti-dragon types. I just think it's annoying when they do that. Just to throw on typing.
It stores hundreds of liters of poisonous liquid inside its body. This liquid is also immensely adhesive, so it poison glue. That screwed up. That sucks,
wait,
dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Its main stinger can ingest a luminescent... So it's luminescent adhesive poison, and it can shoot it over 6 miles.
Whoa.
It's also telepathic and can give humans visions of the past.
What are you saying?
This is actually really cool. I really thought I was going to argue to cut this guy, but this is great.
Oh, that's like the anime does that. They made a poison type badass. That's amazing. I was going to say something. Oh, brilliant Game Freak merch idea. Just make super glue, like Pokemon themed super glue, but it's a small Naganadel. Because it shoots out purple goo. That's what super glue looks like before it dries.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So just sell me a canister of that, and you have my money. But you do have my vote to keep Nagano down.
Let's do it. And you know what?
I didn't think I was gonna.
That's unexpected, but all good things must come to an end.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
Let's talk about Stack Attack.
Yeah, remember when we said some of these are a little rough, guys? So, you know what I hear when I see Stack Attack at 6?
I know what I hear. What do you hear?
The beeping of the Guardians from Breath of the Wild.
That I hear that, but I also hear from the children's show The Night Garden, the character Maka Paka, who says their own name. Maka Paka. So I just hear Stack Attacka. And then I hear the little of the Guardians. My brain is fun.
Be assembly or you be lay. What? Oh, lay, like lay down.
Or like laying bricks, I guess, maybe.
Or sure, you're actually right.
In either case,
boring.
This is awful.
Boring. It's a building, y'all. In the anime, it's a building. In the manga, it's a cage.
Well, okay.
Each one appears to be made of many life forms stacked on top of each other. Yeah, have you heard of Combi? They did that.
So is this a shout out to like D&D Living Walls?
Oh, sure. This is the closest thing they can get to a Pokemon that's the Living Wall.
Here's the thing. Living Walls are fun in that they're really stupid, and D&D can be really stupid, but in a fun way, right? But I don't want this as a Pokemon. Also, the shiny is... I guess it's supposed to be sandstone? I was going to say it's terrible, but I guess it's supposed to be sandstone.
It's just Goldie. Yeah.
I'm not here for it.
Ugh. So boring. Fuck out of here. I have no thoughts. Head empty about Stack Attacka.
All
its
right.
Name is kind of fun. Tunde Tunde is its Japanese name. What the fuck is that? It's going to be like Stack Stack. Tsunde means stack. Shut up. Shut up.
Now, you really want some, like, no thoughts, head empty shit. Let's talk about Blacephalon.
You fucker. Blacephalon doesn't have a head. What the fuck, guys? What are you doing?
It's like an abstract nightmare clown Pokemon.
Exactly. Why is it Fire Ghost? What's going? It's the fireworks Pokemon. Okay. Look at
its art of it from the anime. You're like, why are you a ghost? And it's like, I don't know.
Oh, don't tell me. Look at him in the manga, same exact thing. Questions. Blacephalon, why are you a ghost? It beats me.
It slithers towards people. Then, without warning, it triggers the explosion of its own head.
Fuck yeah. Dig that. Respect that.
This is dumb.
So you just blow your head up.
Look at that shiny. What the hell?
Hold on. Oh, ew. What kind of busted? I like it. I hate it, but I like it. They turned the white blue and made it this like dark blue nightmare. This is also a version. This is a this is another scenario. Is you bought Sun and Moon, you played a million hours of it, and then you bought Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon because you want a full dex and you don't want to trade with any friends. And you're like, okay, what's the exclusive in one? You get Stack Attacker. You're like, well, okay, that's fine. The version exclusive in the other one's going to be better. And you get Blacephalon, and you're like, what did I spend $40 on?
Blacephalon could be a corruption of Face Balloon. No, buddy, it really couldn't.
Blacephalon.
Or it may be based on clowns, fireworks, dandelions, sparks, and sparklers, and a Dullahan. You are stretching so hard.
All stretched,
guys.
Like you're fucking Laffy Taffy here.
Stretch Armstrong
it's
out
cephalo,
here.
Cephalo, because it means the head. Yeah, you're Stretch Armstrong here. Cephalo means head, and blast. Blast Cephalo.
I think we should cut Blacephalon. I think it's absurd.
I love it could be a corruption of Face Balloon because of the calculus that person had to go through to be like, Face Eight Falon. I did it. Yeah, no. Zugad. Oh, beautiful. Read, go. I'm not going to tell you what it means. So the Japanese name is Zugadun. Do you know what that means without looking
at it? I have no idea.
Okay, look it up. Look, go to scroll to the part.
Head goes boom. That's really funny.
Zugadun. Zugadun means head goes boom.
No thoughts head explosive.
Truly.
Okay.
Sugadon.
I'm torn here because this is terrible and we should cut it, but I also should message our friend Kat and be like, hey, I think you have a new avatar.
I think I found you a new pair of Pokemon. Another brilliant Game Freak merchandise idea, pinatas with the head being a Blacephalon head.
And inside you have a shaped C4 charge.
Yeah, it's up to the kids to defuse it. Good luck. Talk shit, get hit.
This pinata explodes its head, then steals your vitality.
We tell you that when you buy it, and yet millions have still purchased it. People are weird sometimes.
Yeah, we should cut it, right?
I really...
It's so weird. Like,
it's so, that is the point of the Ultra Beasts, yeah. Right? Is like, they're so abstract and so weird that it loops back around and is good. But, like...
I'm so torn. It does feel like they are embracing the Ultra Beast mentality, and I feel like I should commend that. But also, it's a clown that blows its face up.
I think it's provided us enough joy that it should be kept. Honestly, like, we would cut this because we don't want it to exist. But I respect Blacephalon's right to exist. Honestly, I said honestly too many times. Oh God.
All right.
Dullahan. That's one of the things that this fucking wiki thinks it's based on.
A Dullahan. That's a Irish, like fairy. Like it's like a lady whose head is missing.
Like a headless horseman.
Yeah.
Horsewoman.
Yeah.
Sure. Rock on. Oh, whoa! All right, six. We're keeping Blacephalon. Do you know why?
No.
Because its French name is Pyrotechnic.
That's amazing.
Are you kidding me? Like Piero the fucking mime in Pyrotechnic. Holy shit, the French. The French. You guys saved it.
All right, well, congratulations. This is one of the most unlikely wins we've ever had. Congratulations. Seriously. To Blacephalon.
Oh, we just learned so much in this back end. He's the Troa Barton of Pokemon.
Just blindsided us.
Throw knives at me and I'll blow my head up. Damn it, Blacephalon. Why is there no emotion in your eyes at all? I just want to die. Gunnwing is good. Blacephalon is good, actually. It's always the best when I discover a Pokemon that I knew I was going to come in and hate. It surprises me. That's beautiful. That's true quorum magic.
That's incredible.
Right there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for Ultra Beast. This was the Ultra Beast special. Next time we will clean up and finish up the Sun and Moon, the Alola Pokédex, because there are some legendaries we skipped over, and then we might also have to do something else because I think we don't have enough Pokemon to talk about just with that.
Yes.
So
yes, we'll either have to put it special in the second half or something else. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure things out. But this was a lot of fun. I'm really happy that like the Ultra Beasts are Pokemon that are really kind of a blind spot for me. I really don't know that much about them, and so there was a lot of room to be surprised, and I was really happy with how that went.
It's often the best territory for the pod is when we don't have. We're not jumping into it with preconceived notions.
For sure. For sure.
I had to spend most of the first three gens like coming in being like, all right, what am I going to fight for? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Now it's just like, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very honest votes here. I think, Alan, we should take it to the plug zone. Do you want to promote yourself and your work?
I'd love to, Six. Thank you for asking.
Of course.
So, folks, I'm Alan. I'm on another podcast. It's called Chats, a Television Podcast. That's CHATZ : a television podcast. My friend John and I over there, we watch cult classic TV shows like The Prisoner and Farscape and Babylon 5 and Freaks and Geeks and The Newsroom, which is not a cult classic. It's a cult trashic. And we talk about that with a focus on comedy and criticism. So check it out. Chats, wherever you listen to podcasts. I also want to briefly shout out a appearance I made recently on an episode of Oops All Anime, which is a Patreon podcast that Six hosts with her friend Jennifer Uncle, where they talk about anime every week. And they had me on to discuss the aforementioned Tower of God anime adaptation. Mm-hmm. I thought that episode was really strong.
Yeah, I think we had a really good conversation. It was a fun opportunity, honestly, for me to, like, when I watch a show and I don't like it, I have done enough, like, anime crit over the years that I kind of go into a mode of sort of like, well, okay, let me make this fun. Let me make a lot of jokes and be, like, teasing and mean. And I think it was really good that I didn't go into that mode there, and you were able to coax a lot of sincerity out of me.
I try. That's what I like to do, is coax sincerity.
The cultural exchange goes both ways, however, because at some point in the future, I'll be on chats, because I'm on a season of chats that's in the bank.
Yes, maybe when all the bombs have dropped or something like that. No, it'll get released sooner than later. Don't you worry about that. I have big ideas in place, but yeah, we have six on a season that doesn't exist yet. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff. Six, do you have anything else you want to plug?
Sure. So if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. I have a pinned tweet there that'll tell you all the work that I do. But if you don't want to check that out, if you want to just cut to the chase, it basically says you should go to scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Alan has already done the wonderful favor of promoting Oops All Anime, our weekly anime show, for $1 a month. We also have Scanline Tabletop, which is our actual play podcast where we're playing tabletop role-playing games. We have a campaign of Mars Colony, which is me and Jen. I am playing sort of like the world at large, and Jen is playing a clueless and hopelessly naive politician trying to fix a colony on Mars. And then we also have the ongoing Star Sunk Distance, which is like mecha and anime and ridiculous. And we're having a great time.
That's another, speaking of cross appearances, I may be on that one soon.
Yeah, you should. So lot of fun stuff. I think between the two of us, you could probably just stop listening to other podcasts.
That's the thing. I was finishing my podcast backlog recently because I unfortunately still have a commute. And I like reached the bottom and I was like, should I just go back and listen to like old Oops episodes?
Aw, so sweet of you.
Aw, yeah. I came in only at like episode 4. I came in on my episode, which was the Baby Steps one. So there's a couple episodes before that.
Yeah, God. Honestly, we were so bad at things back then.
Yeah.
We've gotten so much better at this. But also the first episode is hilarious because it is, we are watching Ancient Magus' Bride. I think Ancient Magus' Bride is the first one. Might be the second one.
According to this, it says 1 and 2 are Little Witch, and then 3 and 4 are Ancient Magus' Bride.
Okay. Well, we did Ancient Magus' Bride, and we had Ryan on, and Ryan watched the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
That's the best. That's beautiful.
Anyway, enough of us, you know, talking about our own work. Why don't you go out into the world and make some work of your own? But if you do, and you want to make like Pokemon fanfic or Pokemon art, you have to keep something in mind.
This is very important, folks. This is crucial. Make sure you're writing it down. Are you ready? Here it is. This is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Peace.